Okay, so we almost finished the Hagdamas. We're finishing off here. Last week we spoke about Achana, not just the importance of it, but also Tzachiyu. We saw in Shulchan Aruch how you makayim the mitzvah, the chiyuv of Achana through Psuka de Zimra. First of all, Bekas Hashocha, Psuka de Zimra, Kriyashma, Bekas Kriyashma. I'm finishing with just one last Nakudaya. In Gimel, on page Chaf Hei, V'yesh b'ze oid halacha noira. There's another noira, he calls halacha noira. Awesome halacha. Sherabim einu bekimbo. Many people are not the expert in this noira dika halacha. It says in the Gemara in Brochus, Dav Chaf Tes, Rabbi Leza oime. Ha'oise tfilosa keva, ein tfilosoi tachanunim. My keva. Somebody makes his tefillah keva. His tefillah is not what's called tachanunim. Tachanunim means, you know, you translate the word tachanunim, the English word they use is supplications. Whatever. No, lawyer, they've been duped what the right word for that is. My keva, Rabbi Yankov Be'idi Omar, Rabbi Oishaya, called tefillosa doima alav kamasui. What's keva? Keva means his tefillah is like a load. So anybody makes his tefillah like a load, so that's not called tachanunim. For a bottom omri, call me she'enu oimre beloshen tachanunim. What's keva? Somebody doesn't say it beloshen tachanunim. He's just reading off the script. V'niska kushtei haloshoynes lehalocha b'shulchan aruch simen tzadik chet sif simen Simon Tzadiches Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch is mityaches to both these Lashonos, and he brings them both down La Halacha. This machleikus, not really a machleikus, but this machleikus between these two shittas, what's called Keva, and Shulchan Aruch brings down both. And this is how it's brought down. Yitpadel derel tachanunim, kerash hamavakesh bepesach ubenachas. Person should daven derech tachanunim, like a rush, like a very poor person who's pleading at the door, ubenachas. We should all yira alav kamasa umavakesh lepotimimik. It shouldn't look like some kind of a load that you're trying to be potter off. You're trying to unload. Yeah, you have to daven. So you daven. Now I'm finished. Baruch Hashem, I can get out of here. It's not going to work well in the matzah minyonim, eh? Eli, I don't know if you encountered any in your last trip. This doesn't apply in those kind of minyonim. Because of a Mishnah Brura, kamasa, what does it mean like a load? Pirish afal pisha emri beloshen tachanunim, even if he'll say it beloshen tachanunim. In einu mechashev kamo shetzarech dova, ובול אבקש מלפני המלך, אלא מתפלל מפני אחיו, לצאת ידי חבוסה, אינו נוכן. He's not coming to מבקש in front of the מלך, he's coming to מקיים החיוב, he's coming to be יציס חיוב, that's not correct. ומאוד צריך לזהה בזה. He has to be very careful with this. ומכל מוקר בידע, בדיעבד, אפילו לא אמרו בלושן תחנונים, לא יחזה ויתפלל. If you didn't daven correctly, תחנונים, like you're asking somebody that has something that you want, and you're asking them for it. You're not being yoytzi echiyuv. But yeah, but if you weren't, you don't have to go back. You don't go back and daven. Vayin bebiralocha, and there's a biralocha there, and the biralocha says like this: Ma mot tzarich adam lizeh bezeh ki yesh kama poiskim hamatzrichim lachzor lepelel machmezeh. The biralocha says that, Mr. Brewer, the biralocha says you have to be very careful with this. Because there are many poiskim that hold that you do have to daven again. That means you weren't yoytzi. Ulay ma'abach ba'elia rabba, v'chein mukach ba'abes Yosef, v'mayim ha'modcha. There's some heavyweights here. None less than the Bach and the Elia rabba and the Beis Yosef and the mayim ha'modcha all hold that if you didn't daven terech tachanunim, the salocha, you have to go back and daven again. We don't do that, so we don't go back and daven again because you probably do the same thing again. So you have to be very careful because it's very hard. There's no way to attack in this. Ein sham demasik dal koponim gam la shitas shehi leikuve einu ele mihilchas kavona ve'enu ma'akev es So the way we survive this difficulty is because the Bira Loka brings down that even those that hold that you need to go back and daven again, it's not leikuva. Means you were yoytzi whatever you needed to be yoytzi. It's a din in kavana. It's not a din in the etzim tefillah. It's a din in kavana, and it's only markov in the first brocha, as we know. Rambam already we bring down. You have to have kavana at least in the first brocha. So too will apply. Yeah, this is a din in kavana. Be that as it may, whatever the halacha is, you can ask your rabbis. But the bottom line is that you have to be very, very careful. And it's a very difficult avoider. This is not a simple avoider. Three times a day to do this, a chlal or poshut, is to be davening derech what's called tachanunim, and not derech being yoytzi machiyuv. Very interesting. I saw moedika insight. You know, Bakrias Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael was in a lot of trouble. Mitzrim behind, the sea in the front, the midbar, all the wild animals on the sides, and they're davening to Hashem. Rashi there says, Tovsu umanos avois. They grasped hold of the trade of their fathers. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were daveners. They were the ones that were koveya tefillah. Tovsu umanos avois. And they were davening. Sounds like a wonderful thing. Sounds like a good thing, no? Comes along and Hashem says, now's not the time to daven. Now's not the time to daven, whatever that, if you understand that. Tell them to go. So the kasha is, you're praising Klal Yisrael for davening at a time where Hashem's telling them, I don't want you davening now. It's a funny place. It's a funny place to bring shvachos for Klal Yisrael's tefillah, dafke at a time when they're not supposed to be davening. No? And also, before that and after that, we see Klal Yisrael doing a lot of kvetching. I don't know if it's chumash here, but you go look in the psukim there. Klal Yisrael doing a lot of kvetching, a lot of complaining to Moshe, better we died in Mitzrayim, but a lot of kvetching. Then they start davening, and Rashi gives them this big praise. Tofsu umanus avos. And then Hashem says, no davening, off you go. Sounds a bit strange, no? A bit weird. Yeah, you're the kasha. So the Maharal brings down, I didn't see this inside, I heard this from a Miller. The Maharal brings down that what Rashi's saying, they were tofsu umanus avos, was a gnai, not a shvach. They weren't davening derech tachanunim. They just knew that when you're in trouble, their fathers davened, so they got up and did what their fathers did. But it wasn't tachanunim. They were busy kvetching and arguing and telling Hashem and Moshe, what are you doing with us, whatever. And they started davening. They weren't davening als tachanunim. They were davening because that's what my father did. Why do you daven? Because my daddy davens. That's nice for a six-year-old. That's important for an eight-year-old. But for an adult, that's a little bit chosa, this halacha, but that's the idea there. Moedika Maharal opens your eyes like he normally does in Rashi. It's very, very hard to understand that Rashi. Yeah, Rashi's telling you, tofsu umanus avos. They just did whatever their fathers did. That's not davening. That's not called tefillah. Okay. And that's what we're saying here. V'hu neira. This is what we call this halacha neira. He's telling you why it's neira now. According to those shittas, okay, we're lucky because the halacha doesn't exactly stem out that way. So the b'di'evad, you survive it. But according to those shittas, it could be that I've never davened in my life before. Very often we do come daven because, like, when's mincha? Like, you're in the middle of a crisis or whatever, or chat shalila, someone's sick, or you've got a problem. So, yeah, now and again, you know, in shidduchim, whatever. So, you do go daven because you got to daven. You know, you got to kivrei tzadikim and whatever, we daven. Oh, but most of the time we daven because you got a chiyuv to daven. Well, go upon him, who hergesh nifle betfile, legesh lispale alonik meshi kachu chavosai. But you come in because it's a chiyuv. That's a varam thing because of a chiyuv. Aval, I'm coming to daven. You come because you need something. The more needy you are, the easier it is to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to recognize how needy we are. When you get older, it's much easier. When you're young, you don't need anybody because you can do everything yourself. You know everything. When you get older, you realize it's not so simple. So you become needy. That's great. That's how you want to go to davening. Like he says, karash, mamash, like a beggar, like a destitute person. That's how you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need something, the chuf. ומתרגל בזה יירא אירס ושינו גודל בכל איכס תפילוסה. Lovely lotion. You'll see lights and a great change in the quality of your tefillah. Now, obviously, you can't spend the entire right away, jump into the Shmoneh Esrei and start doing this through the entire Shmoneh Esrei. But at least come, at least have one moment of what's called tachanunim in every tefillah that we daven, that might be quite a significant change. Nobody is coming into davening without needing things. Well, to take 1 minute of the tefillah and just focus on this idea. Okay, let's try. Let's see how it goes. We'll report back in a month and see how we, if we sing Oiris. Let's see how the Oiris changes. Okay, Bonat Chil. What he just said now is very critical to understanding the way the whole Sefer is put together. The Sefer, as we mentioned in the earlier, is going to discuss the 10 different Lashonis of Tefillahs. It means the 10 different types of tefillahs and when to use each one and what each one is, obviously. Because it's, now, once we know that tefillah is, again, a tachanunim, you're just not coming to be Yotzi Yochil. So depending on what the need is, depending on what the situation is, you'll have to choose which tefillah you're going to use and how to use it. So that's what he's going to open up now. And we're starting with the first one. Reb Shmuel, can you just tell me how he writes that in English, what the translation of Bitsur is? We're going to do Bitsur. Betzali Ekro Hashem. It's from the Pasuk Betzali. Bitsur is from Russian Tsar.
Calling out in distress.
Story?
Calling out in distress.
No, God, yeah. You can, yeah.
Yeah, calling out.
Try again.
No?
Odd pump?
Calling out in distress. It's this
in
one.
Distress?
Yeah, like this. Oh.
Yeah, that's the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk in Tehillim is Betzali Ekro Hashem, in distress upon Hashem. But what's Bitsur?
Bitsur, he put Bitsur. Batsar, distress.
Batsar, okay. Besada, Yofi. No, the Loshen is Batsar, in distress. Okay, distress. Okay. Bitsur, who are Kriya Ba'ez Tzora. Bitsur is that calling out to Hashem from a place of distress. Why is he starting with this? Because that's the yesod of the whole sugya of tefillah. To the whole of Chazal, how do they define, how do they describe tefillah? Bekashas rachamim, a request for mercy. When you're in tzar, you ask for mercy. Supplications. We saw that before. Tefillah has to be derech supplication. Ka'oni ha-mavakash el-mukhsreinoi, like an oni who's governing for his lacks, asking for his lacks. Shazuhu ike tzuris mehusa tefillah. That's the ike essence of tefillah. That's what tefillah is. It's a need. It's goyre mitzah. And I'm a vakash from a kodesh baruch hu to fulfill my needs. From this place of tzah. Mitzah li ekro Hashem. Vine. Dover ze who me etzim yesoidus metziesa odom. This aspect of lacking and needing to mevakish from Hashem, that's one of the basic foundations of the existence of odom. Vumav diloi mikola nivroim. And in that, he's different from all the nivroim. Sheshaha nivroim yeshlem betivam es kol tzracheim velo choselem dover. The entire Bria has everything it needs, and they're not lacking anything. You're right, there may be a drought. Yeah, Hashem brings a drought into the world and animals die. Okay, but that's what Hashem wants. Well, the animal's not lacking anything that he can do anything about. He can't go say to Hashem, give me water. I've seen it. Lion hunts and he works very hard to kill something and to eat it. After that, he can lie under a tree and sleep for hours until he gets hungry again. And then he has to start looking around to see what else there is to eat. Lo kena adam. Hamasik besichloi sheyesh osid. A person connects in his seichel. He doesn't always allow that seichel to activate, but he has at least in his seichel that there's an osid. There's something going to happen tomorrow. Nimzatobit betzara machmas daigas atidoi. He's always worried about tomorrow. He can be full today. He's had what to eat. But now there's nothing left in the cupboard. So what's he going to do? He's going to worry about what he's going to eat tomorrow. the suk teva shel ben adam. We know that. To shift that teva out of that teva into a betochen where you're not worried about what you're going to eat tomorrow, we understand how much work there is in that. Because our natural default position is to be worried. The tamid margish shechosalo, he's always feeling he's lacking. We're always lacking something, no matter how good it is, but. Yeah, we always have that but there telling us that there's something lacking. The more a person gets older and the more a person seichel matures and grows and develops, the more he realizes kama hu chase, how much he's lacking. And how much he's in tzar, tzar gedoyla. If let's take this person, his aspirations and desires are all for Gashmius and for Olam Hazeh. Vaz yesh lo hasogos shel hashirus u'margish chosalo. He wants to be a millionaire, as hu chaser. He looks at the guy, he's in business class, and looks at the guy in first class, u'margish chaser. The guy in first class feels miserable because his friend's got his own jet. U'tamid chaser. If he get his own jet, it will be his friend's got a bigger jet. Tamid, tamid chaser. Tamid chaser. Depending on what he's got, he's always going to be lacking. He always wants more. A person has enough money to buy a fridge or a washing machine. So he has to choose. So he decides to buy the washing machine. I love him with tzar because he hasn't got a fridge. He's not happy because he's got a washing machine. But tzar because he doesn't have a fridge. The gam makibus sakonas hativit haorovus lo bakol rega. He also recognizes the natural dangers that are surrounding him all the time. Shein lo shum betochen shegam laosi tisha lo shal v'sayoyim. He has no way of trusting that the bit of tranquility he has now is going to last tomorrow. Shal elam hu galgal amitapech. In 1 second, he could be worried. If a guy's worrying, I understand the guys that have got anxiety disorders because there's what to be worried about. It's not this, it's not that. There's another virus, there's another disease. Have you heard what's going on? Have you heard about this? Have you heard about... if you're immersed in this world, no wonder you're taking Prozac. Because how else are you going to survive? No, be'emet, I understand those people. This world's a dangerous place. Someone who's a tzaddik. So in terms of these physical issues, who's completely tranquil. He's got the issue of Adas and the Menuchas HaNefesh of the Choyves HaLavov HaShara B'tochen. A kol tov. He's completely reliant on Hashem. In that area, in all the Olam HaGashmi, he's wrong. He's chilled. Aval meidach yesh lo daigas acheres hanoiges lo olam hanetzach. He's got bigger problems because what's going to be with my olam haba? Kamo shekosav Rabbeinu Yoina b'shah beis. Hinei anoshim tzadikim v'yishorim b'liboisom. Righteous and straight people in their hearts. Shagelehem klave tamid b'machshavoisom. V'inamu al chateim k'na'am esyam. They are roaring, they are turmoiled, and in turmoil, I think is the right way of describing this. They are shaygelehem klavya. In their minds are like an incessant barking of a dog. V'alashekotsu k'tzore yonam avoydes Hashem, because they just can't reach the avoid of Hashem that they're trying to attain. How can anybody be tranquil when he sees that chazal? Hashem's mevaton avodah zorah gilu ra'as shvichas domi. We would never do that. Avodah zorah gilu ra'as shvichas domi. Avodah bitul teirah. This is much worse. And who's not guilty of bitul Torah at some point according to his levels? So how can he be chill? How can he be relaxed? Ba'olam, harei hu b'chesoron gadol va'af b'tzora. Every person he's got tzoras, whether it's physical. Yeah, we turn two extremes. One person who's only involved in gashmias, but it's only involved in ruchnias. But most of us have our foot in both of those worlds. We haven't transcended out of the physical needs. We have them, and we're trying to utilize them for more ruchnistic things, but we still have our work to do. And at the same time, anachnu mo'od do'igim ala ruchnia shelanu. Mo'od do'igim ala ruchnia shelanu. That's the natural position of these people, of us. Who can say that he's completely relaxed and chilled because, yeah, everything's fine. My ruchnias is exactly what it's supposed to be. We have what to do. And obviously, we have a natural yearning desire for a Yeshua and to get out of there, to be mashlim ourselves and to get out of the Torah. Why does Hashem create the world like this? It sounds a bit strange. It's a funny way to do things, you know. The person has a lack, so he's yearning for a salvation. Since the only one that can help is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it takes a while to realize that. You think, first of all, you can do it, and then you realize, no, you can't. You need other people. You rely on this one, that one. Eventually, you realize, and therefore, you have to always turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you tamid in touch with the source of reality. Where does the salvation come from? Ma'ayin yavo ezri. You're in touch with it all the time. So you're in touch with the Kodesh Baruch Hu all the time. Because that is the whole essence of reality, is to be more and more dovuk in our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, we're talking about tefillah. There's other ways. Well, now we're talking about tefillah. Why? Because you have a chosid, you go speak. When you speak, you have a kesher. If you want to have a kesher with somebody, let's say you have somebody who works for you. So you pay a salary, you pay me salary once a month. He's a traveling salesman and he sells your goods. Yeah, you have a befal and he goes off. So once a month, he pops into the factory to get his checks. You only see him once a month. You don't know what he's up to. What you should do is you should pay him daily. Then he has to come to the factory every day to get his salary. Well, then you'll see what's going on. You'll have a kesher with him. If you have a son-in-law in learning and you're supporting them in learning, don't pay him once a month. He'll never see your kids. Make him come every day. You know, Reb Nach used to say, make him come every day, pay him daily. It's the same with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why does he want us to daven three times a day? He forgot what I said at Shachris. You feel a bit funny. 3 hours ago, I said this, and now I'm saying it again at Mincha and Ma'ariv, and I said it yesterday, I'm going to say it tomorrow. Hashem wants the relationship. Hashem knows what you need. We were talking a bit about this yesterday in the 9th Eva. Why do you have to daven Bichlal? This is another one of the facets of that diamond. Hashem is misaiva filoshet zel dedikim. What, he's misaiva the pleading? He enjoys watching people beg? No, that's not the point. He wants the relationship. Keviyochol, he wants, I'm saying. He wants us to be dovuk in him. That's the way to do it. You're lacking something. You have a teenage kid. How often does he speak to you? When he needs something, he phones you up and says, Abba. That's how it works. If he doesn't need anything, you don't hear from him, no? There's a pursuit. We were all like that. Bereimas ze bereish Baba Kama. Those of you learning Baba Kama still, is Abba Avos Nezikin, Mave ze Adam. Diksev, Ama Shema Ataboike, Vegam Laila, Im Tavioin Boiv. Hainu Bakasha, Boiv is a need, it's an asking. By the way, the word for need is the same as the word for asking. Mi bailei mi Rebbe Akiva. They asked a question, what's mi boye? It was a question. Why did they ask a question? Because they had a boy, they had a need. That's the need is the same thing as the question, is the lack. I have a lack, I have a need, and therefore I request. That's mave. Mave ze Adam. Why? Because you see, the word mave is from Loshon Boiv, to be asking, to be lacking, and to be asking. There's always standing in front of Hashem. Where are you? I'm just talking to Hashem now because I'm having a bit of a problem here. You have a problem with Bituach Lumi, so you make an appointment, you go down there, you're sitting opposite the pakid there. Where are you? You're sitting talking to this pakid. Would you be talking to me if you didn't have a problem? No. So that's the marshal and the nimshal. If you didn't have a problem, who would ever talk to Hashem? But everything's going well and you don't have any problems, and we can forget about Hashem Rachman Islam very quickly. You have the luck, you have the problem. So Hashem doesn't need lions to come and talk to him on a regular basis. So they eat and they're happy and they're fine and they go to sleep. They don't have legs. Okay. I'm going to start this, but we'll come back again next week to this. The truth is that a person could also be dovek in Hashem through tefillah, even if he wasn't in tzah. Why can't I be dovek in Hashem? I'm not, because I'm not lacking anything, and I'm praising Him and thanking Him because I'm not lacking anything. That's also tefillah, no? That's also dveikus. And we all know that. We all know that when we're lacking something, we beg Hashem, and eventually we get it. And when we've got it, we try for a bit to keep going with the dveikus, but eventually it goes away very quickly. And you need another lack in order to get back to that dveikus. Why is it like that? The fundamental insight here. When you have a lack, you don't have to arouse yourself to feel the lack and feel the tzah, try and find a solution to your problem. That happens naturally. But when you need to give shirois v'tishbochois, you have to arouse yourself to do that. It doesn't happen automatically. You don't just burst out in song. The tivim shel chassidim v'toyve shem mishchachachim es aboir. Once again, chassidim, sorry. Just 1 second, I missed something. The tivom shel chasodim v'hatoyve shem mishchachachim es aboire. No, that's not. It's going to work like that. The tivom shel chasidim v'hatoyves, chasodim v'hatoyves shem mishchachachim es aboire. Kedeksiv pen eshbo ukechashte v'amati mi Hashem. Shlomo Melech says, you'll get what you need and you'll turn around and say, Mi Hashem. One of the dangers of becoming very wealthy is you'll say, Mi Hashem. Who needs Hashem? I've got everything I need. You can forget about Hashem very quickly. But why aren't you aroused? Why don't you have a natural need to say thank you and sing Hallel every time you get what you need? Because we know it takes a lot of work to raise up the energy to say Hallel when we get what we need. Mashayin came with Tzoros. Whether you like it or not, when you have a tzora, you cry out to Hashem. No atheists in a foxhole. But when you get saved, no one's saying hello. You want to say hello, you have to do some work on that. So it's much harder than to daven when you have a tzora than to daven when everything's fine. Moridiki inside that. Okay, let's stop there and we'll start this again because there's a very deep sodia. It's very halacha lemaisa that we need to try and extract. Okay.
Oh yeah, thank you. Appreciate
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos. Call two.
Have a good day. Take care. Zagazon. Shalom.